Tilly also has a question for you, and she's with us now. Hello, Tilly.
Hello.
Right, fire away.
My question is, an aeroplane carrying out a parcel drop releases a parcel while travelling at a speed of 90 metres per second at an altitude of 200 metres. Calculate the time taken between the parcel leaving the aeroplane and striking the ground, and also the horizontal distance travelled by the parcel in this time.
Tilly, are we answering your maths homework for you by any chance?
No, it's physics.
Physics homework. It is homework.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, what do you think about this one? Can you do Tilly's homework for her?
You wouldn't be doing the equations of motion for projectiles, would you, Tilly?
Yeah, it is.
Right, so how fast is that package going to fall as you release it?
I don't know.
See, this is the teacher in me. I try and talk the student through the question.
Yeah.
Well, I guess initially, it doesn't matter how fast you're going forward. If you let go of this package, it's not going down at all. Well, yet, because gravity will kick in. And so initially, it's going to start at zero. So
yeah.
If you put down your starting velocity as zero,
yeah.
It's then going to accelerate according to gravity, which is about 9.81 meters per second squared, I think.
Yeah.
And so now, do you know which equation you have to use to work out how long it's going to take to hit the ground?
So maybe SC equals UT plus half AT squared?
Oh, not UT plus a half AT squared. What's the other one? Was it V squared equals U squared plus 2AS?
Yeah.
It's amazing. These things just get locked in your muscle memory.
Yeah.
So, right, what you want to do now is write down, I feel like I'm just doing tutoring live on the air. This is great for you and me, Tilly, but everyone else is getting a bit bored. You need to write down everything you know. So you know your starting velocity, you know your acceleration, you know the distance it has to travel, and you want to find out the time.
Yeah.
And so which of these equations has U and S and A and T in it? So now if you put all your numbers into that equation, in theory, so it's going to be 200 squared equals 0 times time plus a half AT squared, and acceleration is about 10, so that's 5, 4, 0, 0, 0, 0. Okay, so it's around about, divide that by 5, 8, square root of 8,000 seconds. So
that's the time to hit the ground, isn't it, for the parcel,
yes,
Matt, from that,
yes.
that altitude. So now we've actually got to take into account the movement of the aeroplane along.
So I'm going to cheat and use a calculator at this point to work out what that would be. Now, all you need to do then is, if you know how fast your plane's going, do you say 90 metres per second?
Yeah, 90 metres.
See, you multiply, while the parcel's falling, multiply how long it takes to hit the ground by 90, because it's going to go an extra 90 metres every second, and that will give you your grand total, which will be around about... Where's my square root button? Okay, so it's going to take about 90 seconds-ish to hit the ground, which means the plane will go approximately 8 kilometres.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. That's not bad.
There you go, Tilly. So if you get an A, we want some of the glory, okay?
Yeah.
All right, you've got a barcode for Matt, so let's try this out. So, Matt, let's do the barcode trick that you're saying. You can tell Tilly what her last digit of her barcode is.
Have you got the product there, Tilly?
Yes, I have.
What is it on?
I think it's coffee.
Oh, I think it's coffee. You should have had the coffee, and then you could have done your maths homework a lot easier. That's my professional advice. If you see the barcode, and in fact, anyone else can play along, can you see all the digits are underneath some vertical lines?
Yep.
Do the digits, do they start just to the left of the lines or directly underneath?
Start just to the left.
Okay, cool. Okay, I'm going to get you to read those digits out very slowly.
Yep.
I'll say yep after each one.
Okay.
Don't tell me the last digit. I'm going to try and calculate it in my head.
Okay.
If I get it right, can you shout yes very, very in a very excited fashion?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. What could possibly go wrong?
8.
Yep.
7.
Yep.
1.
Yep.
1.
Yep.
0.
Yep.
0.
Yep.
0.
Yep.
3.
Yep.
0.
Yep.
2.
Yep.
5.
Yep.
And 9. And then there's lots of them.
Ooh, is it a 0?
Yes.
Well done, Matt. Tilly, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.